Nearly every week, at least one person who's taking a statin patent medication to, quote, lower cholesterol, unquote, and another patent medicine to control blood pressure. Nearly every week, a person who's doing that will check in to consult at home a physician. More often than not, that person, whether a man or a woman, is burdened with more fat than he or she would like. Most of the time, that individual has not been told that he or she will most certainly have type 2 diabetes within a very few years. They've also not been told that the patented statin and antihypertensive drugs have absolutely no chance to prevent type 2 diabetes, and that in fact, according to WebMD no less, statins can lead to weight gain, raise blood sugar levels, and can increase the chance of type 2 diabetes. But even worse, it's never been explained to any of these statin and antihypertensive pill-swallowing individuals that one very real cause of both the high cholesterol and high blood pressure is an overly active insulin signal that will also cause them to have type 2 diabetes sooner or later. Yes, the entire picture, the high cholesterol, the high blood pressure, the weight gain, especially around the middle, is caused by overly active insulin signal, and which causes disruption in sugar metabolism. And both of those things could be reversed. Yes, the high cholesterol, the high blood pressure, the weight gain by the same natural program, an individualized diet plan, a very particular form of exercise, and individualized supplementation, which gradually controls that overly active insulin signal. Type 2 diabetes never need to happen. And if it's already happened, type 2 diabetes can be reversed. That's because individualized natural programs eliminate the cause. That's what TomoClinic physicians do, work to find the cause of whatever the health problem may be, and to help you to reverse it using nature's substances and nature's energies. The cause of health problems is never, ever, ever a lack of patent medicines. Well, since 1975, TomoClinic physicians have been using a test that can very accurately predict that an individual will have type 2 diabetes or not, as much as 20 years in advance. From what you just heard, you might guess it's a test of how the insulin signal responds to a sugar challenge. If the insulin signal is overly active and not corrected, type 2 diabetes will be the result. You can read many more details about this test in the book titled The Diabetes Epidemic in You. Yes, that's The Diabetes Epidemic in You by Dr. Joseph Kraft, spelled K-R-A-F-T. Also, you can read about this test itself by entering Kraft, K-R-A-F-T, free diabetes test into your computer search engine. And what do you know? Up will kind of come an explanation of the test, how it's done, what it means, and all that sort of things. No matter what your age, you want to know for sure if you are or are not on the road to type 2 diabetes with all its extra risk of Alzheimer's disease, kidney failure, heart attack, stroke, and vision problems. No matter what your age, Dr. Kraft's test can find extra risk for type 2 diabetes. It finds it in children and teenagers. I am not kidding. It finds it. Even if the prediabetes is not scheduled, quote-unquote, to be there for 40 years, it can tell if a person's on that road in kids and teenagers. If you want to know if you're genetically predisposed to type 2 diabetes, check with a Tomo physician. Type 2 diabetes can be prevented and, if necessary, reversed every time. Oh yeah, guys, another thing a high insulin signal does to men, why that high insulin signal and the sugar disruption? Drains away testosterone by turning it into too much estrogen. Yes, in approximately 1 in 3 men with low normal levels of testosterone, the cause is not just getting older or environmental toxicity. In 1 in 3, the cause is too much testosterone being turned into estrogen. No kidding. And remember, correcting the cause is always best. At least partially and often mostly due to that pesky but reversible high insulin signal and its surrounding sugar problems. That's the cause about a lot of the time. And if we reverse that, the testosterone isn't turned into estrogen too much more, or I should say in excess more. And what do you know? That way we have more testosterone left behind, which is what most of us guys want. And that often starts in men's late 30s, 1 to 3 decades before his blood sugar finally rises and identifies him now as type 2 diabetic. For those men listening today, as if testosterone has been found to be low, but you don't have type 2 diabetes, was it explained to you you have a 1 in 3 chance of type 2 diabetes in your future? Uh-huh. That's for men with low testosterone, because 1/3 the population, according to CDC, has high odds of getting type 2 diabetes up ultimately. So 1 in 3 guys with testosterone low, it's not just I'm getting older or chemical toxicity, it's oops, I'm headed for type 2 diabetes. Well, were you tested for that? Especially if other family members have had this problem? And if not, why not? Or were you automatically given the patent medicine Arimidex, also called anastrozole? Taking this patent medicine only blocks the testosterone to estrogen transformation, but doesn't do a doggone thing to prevent the type 2 diabetes if it's in your future. There are two body signs that risk of type 2 diabetes is high. No kidding. Isn't it, well, I don't know if it's nice, but isn't it fortunate that our bodies give off signals and say, hey, you might be getting type 2 diabetes someday. Yeah, they do. Just look at the bod. Now, the first one is based, and there are four reports here based on statistics from the National Health and Health Examination Survey. And what that told us is if you have even a little bit of osteoarthritis, or more than a little bit, you have an 80% chance of metabolic syndrome, which is the last step before type 2 diabetes. So, folks, if you're getting any osteoarthritis, oops, visit with a physician who knows about this and find out if you're on that road to type 2 diabetes. It's an 80% chance, according to the National Health and Health Examination Survey. No kidding. Other research shows us that if you have those little skin tags under the arms or in the groin or on the neck, you also have an 80% chance of developing type 2 diabetes later in life. Yeah, no kidding. Well, I work with somebody at the clinic, and we do that physical exam, and there's those little skin tags. Uh-oh. I recommend very strongly the Kraft diabetes test, and 9 times out of 10, in my experience, it comes out positive. Now, not getting diabetes isn't going to reverse skin tags. No, it isn't. I'm sorry. But they're a body sign. All kinds of stuff is body signs if we know how to pay attention to them. Now remember, type 2 diabetes is indeed reversible. And if you have it, Tahoma Clinic physicians can help you to reverse it. But why not prevent it in the first place? Much less wear and tear on your body that way, and a significant chance to stay healthy while living longer. Check with a Tahoma Clinic physician, have the Kraft pre-diabetes test done. Remember, you can read about this online. Just put in Kraft pre-diabetes test, go click. Or you can read Dr. Kraft's book, The Diabetes Epidemic in You. If that test is positive and you prevent diabetes from catching up with you, you can take a big old step towards much healthier and a probably longer lifetime.